FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An NGO supporting domestic workers says more education is needed to avoid workers being exploited. The national minimum wage is going up next month from R27.58 to R28.79 an hour. The 4.2% hike applies to farm and domestic workers. While the South African Domestic Workers Forum welcomes the increase, it says the majority of housekeepers still earn below the minimum wage. The organization's Lindiwe Shibambo says it's crucial for them to attend workshops to understand their rights.
They get to also understand rights merged to responsibilities. It's really to say, as a domestic worker, this is what is expected. If you're supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock, you must be there, knock off at this time. It's structured in a way that doesn't understand the professionalism that needs to be attached to that particular role.
Shibambo has encouraged employers to also attend.
They are also made to understand their responsibilities to say, this is a professional space, this is employment, and this is how you are expected to behave. Because not only the issue is the minimum wage and so forth, but the job spec. Do we compile job spec for our domestic workers? Do we give them employment contracts, formal professional employment contracts? Do we give them work schedules?
An activist wants SASSA officials to assist elderly grant recipients who aren't able to physically visit their offices. It's as beneficiaries have until the end of the month to replace the SASSA Gold Card with the new Postbank Black Card. Last week's payment cycle was the final to be made with the gold cards, which will stop working next month. Arun Edward, who's also a pensioner, says the process is difficult for the elderly.
But where the biggest problem is, the ones that are bedridden, the ones that cannot go to the SASSA office or can't go, they rely on the family or the children to go. And when they get there to the office, no, sorry, we can't help you. We need you to bring your mother.
Further afield, the presidents of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo have joined a summit in Tanzania where regional leaders are calling for an immediate ceasefire in the DRC. The M23 group, allegedly backed by Rwanda, has seized swathes of territory in eastern DRC. It's an offensive that's left thousands dead and displaced vast numbers. Last week, the group took the strategic city of Goma, capital of North Kivu province, and is pushing into neighbouring South Kivu. President Cyril Ramaphosa is also at the joint SADC East Africa Community Summit. He's joined by Defence Minister Angie Motshekga and DIRCO Minister Ronald Lamola. 14 South African soldiers that were killed in battle are expected to be repatriated from a Ugandan airport today. Your top story, an NGO supporting domestic workers says more education is needed to avoid workers being exploited. As the national minimum wage increases, it says workshops will assist housekeepers in understanding their rights. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.